l-intisimaw l-SBS bil-Malti.
Il-Gvern Federali jgħid li tibdil fil-programm tiegħu tat-tagħlim tal-Ingliż tal-immigranti se jkollu fil-mira tiegħu titjib fil-koeżjoni soċjali fl-Awstralja, hekk kif il-pajjiż jibda joħroġ ftit-ftit mill-pandemija tal-coronavirus. Il-gruppi li jaħdmu favur l-immigranti laqgħu bil-ħerqa din l-aħbar iżda jgħidu wkoll li kull persuna għandha tagħmel il-parti tagħha biex ittejjeb l-arfien kulturali u divers u biex tara li l-valur tal-immigrant ma jitqisx biss skont il-profiċjenza tiegħu fil-lingwa Ingliża. Minaħa l-oħra l-Partit Laburista qiegħed jappella biex tkun stabbilita strateġija kontra ir-razziżmu. Tliet snin ilu il-Gvern Federali jipropona xi bidliet fit-test taċ-ċittadinanza Awstraljana li permezz tagħhom l-immigrant kien ikollu jgħaddi minn test fil-profiċjenza tal-Ingliż tal-livell universitarju. Il-Gvern kien qal ukoll li minħabba tħassib fir-rigward tas-sigurtà nazzjonali, il-liġijiet il-ġodda se jkunu jirrikjedu li l-immigrant jiffirma stqarrija ta' valuri qabel ma jkun jista' jsir ċittadin Awstraljan. Intant, minħabba pressjoni li ġiet minnaħħa tal-komunità tal-immigranti, l-abbozz ta' dawn il-liġijiet qatt ma ġie fis-seħħ. L-Aġent Ministru tal-Immigrazzjoni Ellen Tadge jgħid li l-pandemija kurrenti tal-coronavirus qiegħda ġiegħel lill-Gvern jerġa' jikkunsidra l-bżonn li jtejjeb il-koeżjoni soċjali, partikolarment fl-eżekuzzjoni u r-riżultati tal-programm tiegħu li jipprovdi taħriġ b'xejn fil-lingwa Ingliża għall-immigranti. Jispjega il-Ministru Ellen Tadge.
This is a billion-dollar program, but it's presently not having a sufficient impact. It currently provides migrants 510 hours of free language tuition. But on average, people only complete 300 hours of classes and only 21% leave with a functional level of English. And this is just not good enough.
Tadge jgħid li l-kalkoli juru li kważi miljun persuna madwar il-pajjiż għandhom xi nuqqas fil-profiċjenza tal-Ingliż tagħhom u li dan jillimithom fil-kapaċità tagħhom li jsibu impjieg u jintegraw fis-soċjetà Awstraljana.
Those in Australia who don't speak English, only 13% of them are in work. Those who speak English well, that figure is 62%. It is stark. Now, this is not to blame anyone whose English language deficiency, whose English language proficiency is poor, but clearly full participation in the community is difficult when there are language barriers. Without English language skills, migrants are less likely to get a job, less likely to integrate, and less likely to participate in our democracy.
Skont id-data taċ-ċensiment, in-numru ta' persuni fl-Awstralja li qalu li ma jafux jitkellmu bl-Ingliż jew li ma jitkellmux sewwa żied minn 560,000 fis-sena 2006 għal madwar 820,000 fis-sena 2016. Il-Ministru Tadge jgħid li biex jissaħħu l-livelli tal-lingwa Ingliża fost l-immigranti, il-programm tal-Ingliż għall-immigranti adulti se jinbidel billi ma jkunx hemm limitu fuq is-sigħat tat-taħriġ u fuq it-tul tal-programm. Matul id-diskors tiegħu fin-National Press Club, Ellen Tadge qal li bil-miżuri l-ġodda se jitnaqsu l-limiti fl-aċċessibilità tat-tagħlim.
The current program is mostly classroom-based and doesn't provide the flexibility needed for people working or with caring responsibilities and doesn't sufficiently take advantage of the massive opportunities from EdTech. In many cases, 510 hours is also insufficient, particularly for those whose native language is not a European one, which is many of the major groups of our new migrants today. They may well need 1,000 or 2,000 hours of classes. This means that any permanent resident or citizen who doesn't yet have functional English will be able to attend classes free of charge until they acquire this language capability.
Mohamed Al-Kafaji huwa il-kap eżekuttiv ta' FECCA, il-korp prinċipali li jirrappreżenta il-multikulturalizmu fl-Awstralja u jgħid li l-qasewwa dawn il-miżuri. Jispjega.
Currently, migrants are expected to prioritize a number of different things as part of their settlement journey. One of it is being learning English, but also going out there and finding work and making sure that they learn the system and so on. As it was up until today, those priorities usually conflicted, and a lot of migrants could not achieve the level of English, and they had to prioritize finding work over learning English.
Al-Kafaġi jgħid ukoll li l-pandemija żvelat biċ-ċar in-nuqqasijiet li għandu l-gvern Awstraljan fejn jidħlu l-komunitajiet multikulturali.
In early stages of the pandemic, FECA actually called for a multicultural strategy to tackle COVID-19 because we knew there are going to be some gaps and there will be a vacuum that is created from lack of in-language materials provided to our communities. And I think this is where many communities then decided to, find information about the pandemic, about the coronavirus in language, and that's where they resorted to news from outside Australia. And we warned about this. But also this shows that we just need to be better at planning ahead of something before it becomes a problem.
Intant huwa jwissi serjament biex il-profiċjenza fl-Ingliż tal-persuna ma tkunx l-istandard ewlieni ta' kif wieħed iqis il-valur jew is-suċċess tal-immigrant.
English language requirement is not the only indicator of if someone's going to be a good citizen or not. We have seen many post-World War II migrants who have built business empires and have been model citizens here in Australia, and today still have very limited English. So English alone is not an indicator of someone's successful settlement and integration in Australia.
Numru rekord ta' persuni iktar minn 200,000 persuna saru ċittadini Awstraljani fis-sena finanzjarja li għaddiet. Il-Ministru għall-Intaġġ jgħid li minn Novembru li ġej se jsir it-tibdil amministrattiv fit-test ta' ċittadinanza Awstraljana biex tkun enfasizzata l-importanza tal-lejaltà lejn il-valuri Awstraljani bħal dawk tal-liġi ugwali, il-libertà tal-espressjoni tal-persuna u r-responsabilità individwali. L-isqarrija tal-valuri Awstraljani firmata mill-applikanti se tkun aġġornata wkoll, jispjega f'iktar dettall Alan Tadge.
Australian citizenship is both a privilege and a responsibility, and it should be granted to those who support our values, respect our laws, and want to contribute to Australia's future. We should ensure that those who come here and those who want to settle here clearly understand and are willing to commit to the shared common values that unite us all as Australians.
Il-kellimi laburista għall-affarijiet multikulturali Andrew Giles jgħid li l-miżuri l-ġodda huma tajbin iżda l-implementazzjoni tagħhom se tkun il-fattur importanti.
The minister's suggesting that there won't be a cap on hours, and obviously we've got to work through the detail of what this all means, but it seems to me that additional funding in normal circumstances would be required to meet that aspiration. I'm really keen to see the detail of this, to work through it with the experts, the teachers, the providers and stakeholders, to see what can be done within this envelope and whether it's satisfactory.
Giles jgħid li jixtieq li jara wkoll strateġija li taħdem kontra ir-razziżmu bħala parti mill-policies tal-gvern dwar il-koeżjoni soċjali.
Certainly, we know that racism is on the rise. It was on the rise before the pandemic, and we've seen shocking evidence, including this week in the Senate committee, about how racism has increased, particularly towards Asian Australians. And if we don't take that seriously, we're simply not standing up for our multiculturalism. It's fine and important to assert that our multiculturalism is a world leader, but we've got to defend it, and that means defending it from racism.
Intant il-Ministru Alan Tadge uża wkoll id-diskors tiegħu biex iwiddeb il-poplu dwar it-teddid li qiegħed isir da parti ta' gvernijiet barranin fuq persuni fl-Awstralja. Jitkellem Tadge.
Despite now being proud Australians, some communities are seen by their former home countries as their diaspora, to be harassed or exploited to further the national cause. Some who criticise their former country are silenced through threats and intimidation, including to family members back in their country of heritage. Others are persuaded or forced to monitor or harass members of their own community who may hold views contrary to those of the governing regimes in their former countries.
Il-Ministru jgħid li l-istrateġija għall-koeżjoni soċjali se tkun tinkludu wkoll lill-lonċjar ta' programm ta' riċerka dwar il-koeżjoni soċjali fil-pajjiż, pjanijiet ta' tisħiħ tan-netwerk tal-uffiċjali komunitarji biex dan jinkludi iktar persuni li jitkellmu b'żewġ lingwi, kif ukoll l-iżvilupp ta' kampanja iktar wiesa li tirrappreżenta l-identità nazzjonali Awstraljana.
Trid tisma' aktar stejja bħal din? اسمع فوق أبل بودكاست، جوجل بودكاست، سبوتيفاي، يو كل فين تسمع البودكاست ياك.